Our Heavenly Father, we adore you, we worship you. Grateful Lord, you bring us into this house with this whole body.
Pray that I'll be able to do this with this. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We thank God for this day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I honor the man of God. Can you hear me? I'm even loud enough. Do I need this? Okay. Yeah, we thank God for this time that the Lord has given us. How many of you appreciate what the Lord has done, even bringing us into this house? You know, we thank God because He has not left us out. He has not left us out there to wonder what we're going to do. But the Lord has given us a place of worship. And that's a blessing from the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So we give praise and worship to God because of who He is. We thank you. We thank God. We bless His holy name. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't we just lift up our hands in the presence of the Lord and just magnify the name of the Lord. He's worthy to be praised and He's worthy to be considered. We give you praise, Abba Father. We give you all the faithfulness and for your goodness, O God. We thank you, Abba Father, because of bringing us into this house, Lord of glory. And Lord of glory, I just want to dedicate this time before you. Father, I dedicate this hour before you in the name of Jesus Christ and precious Holy Spirit of the living God. I ask you to minister to each one of us in the name of Jesus. We surrender our hearts to you, Father. I surrender my life to you, Lord of glory. I surrender my ways to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Precious Spirit of the living God, move in a mighty way, Abba Father. We yield our hearts to you, O God. We yield our ways unto you, Lord of glory. And we want you to minister to us and to touch us and to change us and to renew us in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name do we pray and believe. Amen and amen, amen. Again, I just want to thank God because of Pastor Tony, my husband, and the man of God. I do honor him. Actually, when for a message, and at the same time, you know, God was speaking to me something else. I was not even preparing for any message. And I just told him to give me just a short time to prepare to say something in the church. And he just told me, you take it all. So I said, okay, that's fine then. That's okay. Whatever God wants to minister to each one of us. And so I honor you and I really appreciate you, Pastor. Thank you so much. So let's go to the book of Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And you all look beautiful in the house of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says that one day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going to the temple courts. Amen. So the Bible says in verse 3, that when he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, did John. Then Peter said, look at us. So the man gave them attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate, called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what happened to him. Praise the name of the Lord. And this morning, when I was reading this story about Peter and John, and about this lame man. And you know, we saw that Peter and John were going to the temple at the time of prayer at three in the afternoon. So that means this was something that they used to do day by day. They used to go to the temple courts to pray. They used to pray. We know Peter and John were the apostles Christ had called and had set apart. And this time, you know, God was using them in a mighty way. And the Bible says on this specific day, when people, there was this lame from birth and was being carried to the temple gate. And the Bible says that this the temple gate, called where he was put every day to beg. going into the temple courts. Praise the name of the Lord. And you know, when I was reading this, there's something that the Lord told me. You know, this man was lame from birth. And the Bible says that every day of his life, you know, every day of his life, I'm pretty sure from the time he knew how to speak and from the time when he knew, you know, when he knew what is right and what was left, the Bible says that he was called beautiful. And the Bible says that this gate of beautiful was situated at the temple courts. Praise the name of the Lord. At the entry to the temple courts. The Bible says that this was a daily thing that used to happen day after day, day after day. And the Bible says that the people used to leave him there. And the thing that amazed me was that these people would leave him there and then they'd go into the temple. They would worship God and then they'd come out. You know, and they'd come out and then they either pick up this man or maybe leave him to beg a little bit more. We do not know. But the Bible says he was there at the gate of beautiful. And something, you know, started up in me. First of all, I started looking at the gate of beautiful. And the Bible says when I was wondering, is this gate of beautiful just called beautiful? Just because it was just one of the names that were given to the gate? No, I think I have to leave. Can I? So praise the name of the Lord. Was this just a gate that was just put there at, you know, was just called beautiful? And the Bible says, you know, when I was looking through the commentaries about this beautiful gate, you know, this beautiful gate was called beautiful because it was beautiful. This gate was very different from the other gates. There were so many that were surrounding that specific place. But this particular gate was of unusual size. And this particular gate was full of splendor. And this particular gate and thickly emboldened with gold and silver. And you know, it was larger than any other gate. And when I this right at the bottom of my gate of my that this gate was not only a beautiful gate, but this one was faithful. This was the gate that people wanted. Are still going to name us until we know who we are in the presence of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible says that these people that are now, you know, this man was at the gate of beautiful. And the Bible says that where he was put every day, let me continue, it says, when he saw Peter, and he was put there by those who were going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and when he saw John about to enter, he asked them for money. And Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, look at us. Praise the name of the Lord. So at this particular time, because he was so used to doing his thing, he did not know anything else. He did not even read this. He did not read this. But the Bible says when Peter and John came into this particular time, the Bible says that this was his appointed season. This was his time. Jesus Christ. And you know, the Bible says when Peter and John looked at him, he lifted up his, you know, he lifted up his eyes. The Bible says that Peter looked straight at him with expectation that he had for a very long time, expectation from man. How many times do we look with expectation from man to give us what God himself can give us? Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that cursed is the man who relies upon a man in the name of Jesus, but blessed is the man who relies upon God in the name of Jesus, because our God is able to do immeasurably above all that you can ask or imagine. Praise the name of the Lord. And we know that if man was able to help this man, then men would have brought him into the temple courts. Then men would have brought him into the presence of the Lord. At the gates, when in the presence of the Lord there was healing, in the presence of the Lord there was deliverance. And I tell you, as many as entered into that court, many of them do not go back the same. Why do I know that? Because of Jesus Christ. And now Peter and John looked up at this man and he told him, so he spoke to him, praise the Lord. He says, then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give it to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And the Bible says the moment that they said walk, the Bible says that he did not even hesitate. Okay, realize this man was lame from birth. This man had never walked all his life. He did not know anything about putting on sandals and walking by himself. But immediately he was told walk. Immediately he was told walk. Nobody had ever spoken to him the word walk. Nobody had ever spoken to him the word walk. Why? Because when people looked at him, they saw the situation that he was in. They saw the circumstances that he was in. But when Peter and John looked at him, they saw differently. They saw the power of God that was able to cause him to walk, that was able to heal him mentally, that was physically in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is why when he had the name walk, he rose up from his situation. And the Bible praised the name of the Lord. His ankles, his feet, and his ankles became strong instantly. The man's feet and his ankles became strong, and he jumped to his feet and he began to walk in the name of Jesus. Then when he began to walk, the first thing he wanted to do was to get into this temple to see what God was doing, because all of a sudden not only was he healed physically, but he was healed mentally and he was healed spiritually in the name of Jesus Christ. So this day the Lord wants us to get out of our situation. He's calling us to come forth from where we are. He's calling us like Lazarus. You know, when Jesus went into the tomb of Lazarus, the Bible says that the people that were there, even Mary and even our mother, who were very close to Jesus and who had had the preaching of the word, when they heard that Jesus Christ was deciding to go into the temple, and when Jesus said that he was going to go there, and he commanded them to remove the tombs, the first thing that came to their mind and from their mouths is that, hey Jesus, this man has been dead for 4 days. How is he smelling? How do you expect him to rise up? They could not see any further than that situation. But when Jesus Christ looked at that tomb, when Jesus Christ looked at that stone, he saw a resurrected Lazarus. That is why he just shouted. He did not have to pray so much, but he shouted and he said, Lazarus, get out! In the name of Jesus, Lazarus, get out! And immediately we know that Lazarus walked out of that place, out of that bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless the name of the Lord. So the Lord is calling us. The Lord is calling us out from the place where we are. And the Lord also, praise the name of the Lord. Sorry. Amen, amen. And the Lord told me, you know, spoke to me and told me that many times, just like Peter and John, we have had men, God, come in our lives, speak into our lives wherever we are. Maybe it was in Kenya. Maybe in this place. They have spoken into our uses people. He's on par to call us out of that particular place. But many times we've been called out of the place where we are. But after we have been called out, we go back to the same gate. We refuse to let go of those things. And we go back to the place of begging. Even when our feet have been made strong, even when the declaration of walking has been made to us, we rise up and we walk for a short time. But when we realize and when the enemy reminds us of where we are, then we go back to where we are, because we have not positioned ourselves right. And the Lord is calling us to position ourselves right. You know, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Even after deliverance, even after restoration, God requires us to grow in him. God requires us to know him. God requires to be established in him. God requires us to give ourselves fully to him, so that we may be all that he has called us to be. Praise the name of the Lord. So God is calling us out to come out from the place where we are. Whatever life has named you, whatever circumstances have named you, God is calling us to get out of that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, you know, and I was thinking about it as I was coming in, and the Lord was reminding me that even as this layman was strategically placed, even at the gate of beautiful, even at the gate of plenty, even at the gate of favor, God has blessed us so many times in the gates of favor. He has blessed us so many times in the gates of his promises. He has blessed us so many times, even as his children. He has already designated us. He has already blessed us strategically as his children. He has called us a chosen generation, a holy priesthood, a people belonging to God, that we may declare the praises of him that called us out of darkness. Light. He has blessed us strategically as his own children, that we may know him, that we may walk him in the name, we may walk with him in the mighty name of Jesus. Physical seat, because of the bondage that is in us, placed in a strategic place like this place of America, but we cannot move any farther because we are bound, blessed in strategic places, in our workplaces, but because of the things that we are going through, we cannot see any farther than that place, than where we families, even in this, but because of the difficulties, because of the things that go on before us, we do not see the goodness of the Lord. But if we know who God is, God does not place you strategically in a specific place without knowing what he wants to do in your life. And I thank God, and I believe with all my heart that it was God that blessed even this lame man strategically in the place where he was, because he wanted to deliver him, because he wanted to set him free, because he wanted to break every yoke, because he wanted him to walk in the name of Jesus, because he wanted him to come out of where he is. Because if he had not been blessed, then he would have met with Peter, then he would not have met with John, then he would not have known who God is, in the name of Jesus. So let us know who we are with God. Let us walk with God. Let us seek to know him much better. Let us seek to know his place. And let us know that we have been set apart by God. Praise the name of the Lord for such a time as this. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. We thank God. We bless the name of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. And you know, the Lord was also reminding me of another person, and that is the young man who was, you know, who was a prodigal son. And the prodigal son had been placed at a very strategic place. The Bible says that he lived with his father, and his father was so wealthy. But because he did not recognize who he was, he did not recognize that he was in a very strategic place, a strategic place of wealth, a strategic place of spiritual covering. He decided that now it was his season, and that he had to come out of his covering, serve more wealth. He did not know who he was. He did that the wealth that the father had was his. And because he moved out of the presence of the father, when he moved out, he went out there, he was exposed even to the enemy. And when he went out of there, he lost everything that he had. When he went out of there, we know that he backslid. When he, you know, everything went against. The moment he came back to himself and realized who he was, and realized that, you know, that he was a child, you know, of who his father was, and he realized that even the servants in his house were enjoying more than he was, he turned back. And we know that when he came back home, he was not, he was received. He was still received as a son, because once a son, always a son. Praise the name of the Lord. Again, I say, once a son, he was close to the son, even to the point that the older brother could not believe who he was. And right now, I just want to say, if you've come out of the ways of the Lord, why call you back? Because once a son, always a son. Praise the name of the Lord. And God is calling us out. We cannot walk without authority over us. We cannot walk without, you know, without the blessing of God upon us. Not only the authority of God the Father, but also the authority of the men of God that are over us, in the name of Jesus. So God is calling us back so that we can walk in his blessings, so that we can walk in his provision, so that we can walk in the things that he has called us to walk in the name of Jesus Christ. So let us just align. Beautiful, and not to remain in the same place, because when we move in and when we know God by ourselves, then we shall know his goodness, we shall walk in his power, we shall walk in his majesty, we shall know his goodness, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So God bless you, even as you open up your heart. I call those that do not know him, even in this house this day. There is no way that we can walk strategically in the purposes of God. There is no way that we can see the goodness of God. There is no way that we can live in the goodness of God until we enter in. Let us refuse to stay where we are. The Bible says that this salvation, you know, that the Lord, that unless we, you know, there's no way that we shall have. So sometimes we look at it and we say, hey, this Jesus has been coming soon for too long. But the Bible says the only reason, because he's waiting for so many people to come to him. He's waiting for people to respond. He's waiting. It is not his will for many to die without knowing him. So if you are not born again, I open this time that you may receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, so that you may walk in the purpose of God, so that you may walk in the promises of God, so that you may walk in your destiny, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you so much. I'm going to call Pastor to come here.